So Egypt, the Ukraine, Honduras, Venezuela, South Africa, Greece, Spain, Haiti, the indigenous globally, how can we support each other? What are the mechanisms that will allow us to have each other's backs globally so that we can align our actions? This is the question. And I do think that language is at the heart of this matter of our transformation, because to work together, we have to be on the same page, working with the same meanings, share the same definitions. So we return to this issue of shared media, in which our speech can gain currency, and with it, our confidence grow, and with it, our hope. I happened upon a journal entry from 8 years ago, in which I was pretty much resigned to my captive status, resigned to not living my gifts, accepting their relinquishment, in exchange for an insecure, tenuous, always conditional security, quote unquote, and a bit of entertainment. My body knew I was being lied to, but I couldn't see a way out of it. Because there is no individual solution, not for an individual person or an individual nation. We are one, all of us, being masticated or managed together on that shifting plate. And by the way, I use that metaphor a lot, and the last time I forgot to give the attribution and give thanks. Fame is fickle food upon a shifting plate, whose table, once a guest, but not the second time, is set, whose crumbs the crows inspect, and with ironic caw, flap past it to the farmer's corn. Men eat of it and die. That's a powerful poem. Thank you, Sister Emily Dickinson, number 1659.